If you favor the spectator's seat over the playing field, listen up. A new study finds that fitness, more than fat, predicts longevity. Researchers publishing today in the Journal of the American Medical Association say achieving even a minimal level of fitness cuts your risk of premature death. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
A retirement community may not seem like the best setting for a story on fitness, but if you take a group of people with lots of time on their hands and throw in a little competition.
Yay! This is a lot of fun.
Bowling, hockey, and tennis tournaments played on the Nintendo Wii are one way 79-year-old Hal Winters and his friend Esther McGuire, who's 84, stay a little more active.
It really is, and it keeps us moving instead of sitting and watching television.
Add these games to her three visits a week to the treadmill here at the Riderwood Senior Community in suburban Maryland, and McGuire is almost certain to escape being categorized as one of the least fit in her age group.
It's only really the least fit 20% of an age group that seems to have much higher mortality rates. So it would be wise to be out of that bottom of the barrel 20%.
Glenn Gazer, a researcher at the University of Virginia, explains a long-term study of older folks has tracked the exercise and death rates of a few thousand Americans beginning at age 60. The findings published today break those older Americans down into five groups, from the most fit to the least. And researchers found there were 32 deaths per 1,000 people over the course of a year in the least fit group. Compare that to just 16 deaths in the group that was slightly more fit. Stephen Blair of the University of South Carolina oversaw the study.
So you can cut your risk of dying in half by just getting out of that low-fit category. How do you do that? 3 10-minute walks a day, 5 days a week.
So that's 30 minutes a day, most days of the week. Blair says getting sedentary folks to understand this may help motivate them.
Well, I think a lot of people are very happy to hear it. Say, what do you mean I don't have to do heavy-duty training and go to the gym and really work out hard? And the answer is no, you don't.
The men and women in Blair's study could be a little more fit than older Americans in general, but what's clear is that there were a fair number of heavy and even obese participants. Stephen Blair says what he finds compelling is that many of the most obese, this means anyone with a BMI of 35 or above, were fairly fit.
There's a sizable number, nearly half, who are fit and proved it on the treadmill test. So you can't tell by looking at someone whether they're physically active or physically fit.
Now, it's clear that obesity alone is a risk factor for many diseases. This research shows that if overweight people are fit, they lower their risk of death.
Go, 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 go.
For Riderwood's Wii enthusiasts, the camaraderie is part of what brings 81-year-old Walter Fowler out.
I don't get to the gym as often as I should, of course.
But Fowler, who's a little stout around the middle, says he walks every day and wouldn't miss the game tournaments. Researcher and physician Ayman Lee of Harvard says it's not clear how much physical activity these games provide compared to, say, walking on the treadmill. But she says the key is that people choose them.
We can tell you what you should do, but if you don't like it, you're not going to do it.
So Lee says if you want to be more active than your sedentary peers, start with something you like. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.